The tournament in Nome featured a couple of larger 3A schools, Grace Christian and Nome, along with 2A schools, Petersburg and Unalakleet. The Grizzlies from Grace Christian took the tournament titles for both the boys and girls. The Petersburg boys team came in second. Boys coach Rick Brock says the three teams had different styles of play.
Grace Christian's really tough in their half-court defense, extremely fast defensively. They don't let you get a look at the basket at all. Real patient on the offensive end. Nome was a little bit like playing catch-a-can as far as pressing us full court, lots of slashing to the basket. And they've got a lot of kids that are 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", that are long and athletic. And then Unalakleet is just a hard-nosed team. You know, their style is a little bit different, and they have an exceptional player who's hard to guard, and they've just got a long tradition of excellent basketball. So all three different styles, which is fantastic for us getting ready for our conference and eventually for regional tournament play.
The boys started off the tournament with a 54-44 loss to Grace on Thursday. Rylan Wallace led scoring for the Vikings with 10 points in that game. Then on Friday, the Vikings beat the Nome Nanooks 78-66. Gunnar Payne and Thomas Durkin both scored 17 for Petersburg. Brock thought that game was his team's best of the young season in terms of offense.
One of the things I felt coming into the year is we'd have a good balanced team, especially on the scoring end, and get five players in double figures is rare. I can't remember that ever happening with another squad that I've had. But again, I think that speaks to the strength of our strengths, that we have multiple players who can score. And throughout that game, different players stepped up at different times. And again, we had a 20-point lead somewhere in the second quarter and somewhere in the third, fourth quarter. And they kept coming at us, kept battling back like good teams do. And we were always able to hold the fort and then stretch the lead back out and weather the storm the next time they came at us.
The Vikings finished off the tournament Saturday with a 63-61 win over Unalakleet. Loudon Sandhofer had 26 points for Petersburg, and the Vikings made some key free throws to clinch the game. Wallace and Durkin were named to the all-tournament team, and Braden Larson was the winner of the free throw contest. The boys improved their record to 2-5 on the season, and the varsity team is next on the road to take on Craig the weekend after this. Petersburg's girls team lost three games at the Nome tournament. Coach Dino Brock was glad for the level of competition.
We played two 3A schools that will be very competitive. I think both of them will have a pretty good shot at making state. And then Unalakleet, who is one of the better 2A schools consistently in the state. So it was really good competition for us.
On Thursday, the girls lost to Grace Christian 42-35. Kylie Simbahan led scoring for Petersburg with 18 points in that game. On Friday, the girls lost 46-32 to Nome, and Simbahan again led scoring for Petersburg with 9 points. On Saturday, Unalakleet beat the Lady Vikings 47-44, and in that game, Petersburg had a 10-point lead in the third quarter, but struggled against full-court pressure and couldn't hold on for the win.
We talked about this a lot, that we won't see things like this a lot at our level, and so all the different things we got to face, all the different offenses, all the different defenses, the presses and stuff like that, is just going to make us better in the end. And that's the reason that you go and do those things. So tons of good experience for us, and things that we now know we need to work on, things that we know that we do well. And so we got a lot out of the weekend.
For the girls, Ines Larson and Simbahan were named to the all-tournament team. Larson won the hot shot contest, and Simbahan won the bump competition. Also, Taylor Heppy was second in the three-point shooting competition. The girls' varsity, now 0-5 on the season, has this weekend off and next plays at home against Craig. There is basketball in Petersburg this weekend, with junior varsity teams coming to town for the Little Norway tournament. JV squads from Juneau Douglas, Thunder Mountain, Ketchikan, and Sitka will be in town to take on some of Petersburg's younger players. Games are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Viknicki.